This is episode 136, recorded in November, sometime before Thanksgiving, 2013. Packard Pokesat. Happy Thanksgiving from Packard Pokesat.
Say, friend, have you ever heard someone say something like this?
Pointing to a fancy chart, Rogers shows how temperatures have been rising over the past few centuries, whilst at the same time the numbers of pirates have been decreasing. Thus, pirates cool the world and global warming is a hoax.
You have committed a logical fallacy.
This is known as the false cause fallacy. You presume that a real or perceived relationship between things means that one is the cause of the other.
Is this the right one for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When? Just now.
If you want to learn more about this logical fallacy or other logical fallacies, please visit yourlogicalfallacyis.com.
Do you want to stream Packard Pokesat on your iPhone or BlackBerry? Download Stitcher free today at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Hello, everyone. Packard Sonic here. I'd like to take a moment to thank everyone that comes to the show, and I'd like to also thank my co-hosts, who do such a very good job on the show every week. Just to spend time with you and me every Friday, they could be out doing so many other things, but they decide to share their time with you and with me, and for that I'm thankful. Thank you, Joe, Crystal, and Connie, and I want to also thank all the people who used to work on the show, who are no longer part of the show currently, but are still good friends of the show. You've all been a very special part of the show in the past, and thank you for spending your time with us here at Packard Pokesat.
Thanksgiving is a great holiday, not just for the food, but for the time we get to spend with our friends and family. And even though your sister's boyfriend is heading off to prison, your usual mess spot is dried up, and you're pissed the PlayStation Network is now charging a subscription, that doesn't mean you can't sit around the table, say please, pass the mashed potatoes with a genuine, thankful smile on your face, and be thankful for the things you do have, your family. That's just as screwed up as everyone else's, but it seems worse because it's your family. So, white meat or dark meat? Fried onions on the casserole, maple syrup on the yams, and you must not forget coconut in the ambrosia. And when you wake up Thanksgiving morning, remember to say the traditional words. Holy shit, it's Thanksgiving! Happy Thanksgiving!
Hey everybody, it's Crystal. I just wanted to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving holiday. I hope your days are filled with many blessings, friends and family. I wanted to thank Packard and Joe and our newer addition, Connie. I'm really thankful for our podcast family. We really do pull together when times are hard, and I love you guys. For those of you that come and see us live on Fridays and come and listen to the show and be a part of the chat room, you know we guys love you too, and you're part of our family also. Thanks for everybody that listens to the show too. I think that Thanksgiving's just a time to remind us all that really every day should be Thanksgiving, and we should really be thankful for what we do have. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, eat lots of turkey, and I wanted to say that I love you from my heart to yours.
Hi there. Connie, Practical Magic 9 here, saying happy Thanksgiving. What am I thankful for? Well, first of all, I'm thankful that I don't normally use a webcam because you're freaking me out just a little bit. I don't like looking at myself this much, so... everything, you know, that everybody else is thankful for. Well, maybe not everybody. Maybe not everybody's fortunate enough to have a roof over their head, food on the table, family and friends that they care about and that love them. So I shouldn't assume, because that makes an ass out of you and me, mostly me. And we don't want that. Thankful to Packard for asking me to be a part of the Packard Pokesat show, and for my co-hosts, Joe and Crystal and Medusa and Well, and David, although he's no longer with the show. It's been really wonderful because I've made friends, which is always a plus, zing. I love, my favorite part of Packard Pokesat show is that I get to go ahead and research. After we're done with the meeting on Wednesday, we start, you know, researching the stories that are going to be covered. And I get to go and look stuff up and find out new things that I didn't know before. And that's exciting to me. I love learning. Jack of all trades, master of none is what I kind of feel like my life is. But no, I love that. I love that part of the show. And I'm especially thankful, too, for everybody who shows up for the live show or people who watch our show on YouTube, because it's not just us telling people. It's a conversation, I think. It's much more interesting when people put in, you know, their information, what they know, ask questions. And I would love it if more people showed up for either venue, because that's what makes it fun. So anyway, too many ums. Well, my solution, I think, would be that I would be really, really thankful if everybody had enough. If everybody had enough love, enough food, and enough warmth. And I think the best way, and the simplest way, if you had to sum it up, is my tagline. It's a simple little homily from a movie, but all the same, I really do think that the answer is to be excellent to each other. This is Practical Magic 9 saying Happy Thanksgiving.